If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
He doesn't give you the same choice ability that he gave to Adam. Doesn't do it, because he gave you the Holy Spirit to change your choice process. Adam did not have an internal check that said, don't do it. You and I have an internal check that says, don't do that. When you want to slip out and do something wrong, the Holy Spirit says, at that point, listen to this, at that point, God is violating your choice process. He stepped right in and said, don't you make that choice. You said, but God, I want you. He said, don't you make that choice. And in some instances, because what he's doing for us now, he should have done for Adam, he will take you from that sinful situation so you don't do it. God will override your choices because of this new dispensation called grace. Why? Because he knows you can't live it without him. He knows that we cannot stand without him. So the Holy Spirit steps in and leads us. That's why chastisement is so difficult for us, because we literally have to override the voice of God. That's why it's so difficult. So Jesus said, you're going to need a helper. Listen to Paul. He says, there's always somebody that's going to affect you in a negative way. Your parents would say, our parents would say, why are you hanging around that child? They ain't no good. You say, but they're my friend. And then comes that classic conversation. Why did you do that? Because Bobby told me to do it. If Bobby told you to jump off a roof, would you do it? Yeah. Why? Because we have people that affect us in a negative way. God does not give you free will. He gives you freedom of choice. And then your will becomes subject to the choice you make. When you decide to gamble, okay, you just say, you know what, I'm going to Atlantic City, I'm going to Vegas, and I'm going there to gamble. You just make up your mind to gamble. Once you make up your mind, God doesn't stop you. God argues with you while you're making up your mind, while you're trying to legitimize the action, while you're thinking, is it sin? And this is when you know you've lost that battle, when you say, how much can I afford to gamble? You've lost. The devil says, okay, God, I got this one. And God says, yep, well, I'm done. There's nothing more I can do. When the person decides that they made a conscious decision, at that point, God is done. He says, all right, you made a choice. Now, your will becomes subject to that choice. Now you're going to start learning how to throw dice, learning the different classes of cards in the poker deck. You're going to watch Texas Hold'em on TV. What are you doing? You're mastering your skills so you can go to a place where the odds are always against you, with the hope that you may win. And never will, for a lot of reasons. But you made up your mind to do it. And then at the end, when you're broke, you've spent the tithe money, the building fund money, your mortgage money, your car payment. When you've done all that, then you'll come back to God like the prodigal and say, help me. Now, at that point, he can either exercise sovereignty and say, absolutely not, or I love you, you just were, you know, influenced by other people, and I'll help you. Either way, he can deal with that. But the reality is, we make foolish choices based on internal leadings. We don't submit to the Holy Spirit. Romans 8 said the flesh and the spirit are contrary. You have to choose which one you want to follow. Because our life is built on temporary pleasure, we will follow the flesh. You get into a relationship that you should not be in, but you're looking at the immediacy of the gratification rather than the consequences of the long-term relationship. And so you'll step into the immediate gratification, fatal attraction. My wife is out of town. She's up in New England visiting her parents. I'm a lawyer going to a law function. While I'm there, I meet this beautiful woman who just oozes sexuality. So I'll step into an adventurous time because the girlfriend is always more sexual than the wife. Always. And wives, don't fight it. The reason why you're going to lose that battle, wives, is because you have children, laundry, bills, responsibilities. You got to motivate your husband. You got to cheer him up when he's down, deal with his insecurities. push him to greatness, come home, lead the children to do their homework, wash the linen, fold it up, go to work, do your other job, come back, make sure the dog is taken care of, take the kids to their dental appointments, make sure your husband gets new underwear. You got to do all of that. So at some point, you're going to become haggard. But the girlfriend don't have all that responsibility. She just traipses through his life, looking good. You're smelling like cooking fat. She's smelling like, you know, Chanel number 5. You can't compete with that, ladies, wives. You can't compete with that. You've had 2 or 3 children. You put on a little baby fat. You can't compete with somebody that's a size 2. You pick your teeth with a size 2. And now you feeling all bad trying to catch your man because you're a 12 and she's a 2 and you're working real hard and it doesn't pay. Because as soon as he's done with her, he's gonna look for somebody else. So he stepped in, Michael Douglas stepped in and just wanted some fun. But Glenn Close, he didn't understand the psychology of a woman. She didn't want fun. She wanted a relationship. Part of the relationship is dinner. So she boiled the rabbit. He didn't understand that. Why? Because the Bible says 3 words that should resonate in your heart for every decision you make. Count the cost. You don't know when you step into that arena if the person is crazy or not. You don't know. Better the devil you have than one you don't know. So when the wife came back from New England, Glenn Close says, "What do you think? You just gonna come and be with me and then leave?" Michael Douglas said, "I thought you understood." She said, "Oh no, Dan. Oh no, tain't gonna be that way." Now, obviously, what's being demonstrated? The flesh pulling us into things, into an environment that we can't control. You thought you were controlling it when you did it. You know, you sneak around. You know, you're controlling it immediately, but you don't control it because everything oozes beyond its boundaries. Adam had no idea that that single act would create turmoil and have him thrown out of Beverly Hills. God threw him right out of Beverly Hills into the projects, put him right into Compton. He had no idea. Had he known, he would have told that woman, "Well, you lost your mind. We ain't giving up these mansions to go live in the projects because you want some fruit. Eat some fruit from another tree." Well, Jesus said when the Spirit comes, he's going to make you count the cost. You're going to say before you get involved in that relationship, you're going to ask yourself some very critical questions. What can this person give me on a consistent basis? What can I have in the middle of the night? Will I be able to have closeness with this person on an everyday basis? Will there be an opportunity for me to be public with this person, or will it always be clandestine? And if I'm not willing to go into that aspect, I'm not going to do it. Why? Because the Holy Spirit gives you a moment of pause. Amen. Before I cheat on that test. What if I'm called to give a verbal answer to something that I had crypt notes for? It ain't worth it. And so Jesus says something. He tells us the Spirit will bring everything to our remembrance, whatever he taught us. Paul said over in Galatians 4, he said, verse 19, "Here's why I travail with you until Christ be formed in you." How does this happen? I need you to go to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians is the companion book to Ephesians. In Colossians chapter 3, in chapters 1 and 2, Paul uses that opportunity to teach the Christians not to become bound by the things in the world. That we are free from religious observances, from the observances of the moon and the stars. That means no astronomy, you know, none of that mess. Even though you were born at a certain time, you are not a Tauran. Don't even, when people say, "What sign are you under?" Don't even answer it. You're not under any sign but the sign of the cross. Amen. And not a one of you, ain't no such thing as a Christian Sagittarius. If you study those astrology and astronomy are 2 different things. Astronomy is a science. Astrology is witchcraft. Astronomers study the heavens, and even by the word of God, things are revealed by the positions of the stars. Our seasons are dictated by the heavens, the sun in general. So that's fine. You can go into the science of astronomy. But when you get into astrology, Paul was trying to tell the Colossians, you are not bound by this. So stop saying the reason why I act schizophrenic is because I'm a Gemini, and me too. The moment you become a Christian, both of you Geminis die. All right, you Pisces, you dead. The moment Jesus has fished, pulled you out the water, and turned you from a Pisces into a child of God. Amen. So when someone says, what sign are you under? Say, I'm under the sign of the blood. I'm a born-again Christian, and I'm a new creature in Christ. Because even if you speak about those things, you will inadvertently subject yourself to the concepts that come from that hellish teaching. So Paul tries to teach them, don't get caught up into that. And then in verse 8 of chapter 2, he said, beware lest anybody spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men. Yeah. Don't let people pull you in to man's lifestyles. Oh, Lord, I wish I had time. Listen, do you realize that once you become a Christian, you are part of a new kingdom? Do you realize that? I went to a church a couple of weeks ago, and the Holy Spirit had me teach about learning to walk in a new economic system. The reason why so many people are afraid about who is going to win the presidency is because they're trying to determine how they're going to affect the economy. But for the child of God, we don't worry about that because we are not part of this economy. The rules are different for us. Do you understand? Everything in the economy of a Christian is qualitatively different than that of the world. You have a different medical system. Amen. They have Blue Cross. You have the Rugged Cross. They're healed by the doctor's knowledge. You're healed by his stripes. If God can cause us to walk under the new medical system, you'll be healed because God is involved in prevention. I am the Lord that healeth thee, is what the King James says. But in the Hebrew, it's I'm the Lord that keeps you from getting sick. Wouldn't you rather walk in health than need to be healed?
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
07416A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60. Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Bethel Christian Academy of Wincote has begun open enrollment for the 2016-2017 school year. Affiliated with the Association of Christian Schools International, this Christ-centered academy prepares children, grades K through 5, for educational excellence. Bethel Christian Academy of Wincote provides a Christ-centered curriculum, a state-of-the-art mobile computer lab, physical education, a STEAM focus on science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, music and interactive Spanish classes, as well as before and after school care, and much, much more. The Academy also offers affordable tuition and payment plans, and a 10% discount for all Bethel Deliverance International Church members. To enroll your child or for additional information, call 215-885-2585. Bethel Christian Academy of Wincote. Investing in lives today, ensuring bright futures tomorrow.